Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We talk about milk products on Shavuot. We wanted to find out a little bit more about that. Robin Bulkin is a food author. Lauren, very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So most of us are so into bread that we really don't do so well with all of these milk products, and yet somehow all good sense gets thrown out the window come this evening.
In fact, I was reading that most Jews are actually lactose intolerant, which is quite bizarre.
Well, little wonder. It's not necessarily a very easy time then, Shavuot, and yet we embrace it with such vigor, don't we?
It's a totally delicious time, I think.
Absolutely.
But I don't think we embrace it with the same vigor as we do for Pesach or for...
Yes, that is true.
Because somehow Shavuot is like the ugly sister.
Mm.
And nobody seems to take as much notice.
Right. So where did this whole thing come from, this whole milk idea?
So there were two main reasons. Firstly, the Kabbalistic one, which Moshe was on the mountain for about 40 days. And that's, if you look at the Gematria, that's Chet Lamed Vav, and that totals 40, and that says Chalav. So that's the kind of Kabbalistic reason.
Wow.
Also, when the Jews came back to camp after they got the Torah, they realized that the meat that they had was no longer kosher according to the laws of the Torah, and therefore they had to eat the milk. Another reason is that dairy meal is seen as a modest meal, and you should approach the Torah with modesty, and also that the Jews were entering into the land of milk and honey.
Right.
So those are
Wikipedia reasons. Right, and no one needed to buy salmon back then if it was seen as a cheap meal. Either way, so the whole idea is that we eat milk products on Shavuot. As what are the trends? What do you see happening around?
Okay, so there are actually two trends, because what I'm seeing is that I think the more Chabad shuls are now even eating meat on Shavuot, which is quite unusual, from the way I was brought up. But at the moment, what you're seeing is lots of pastas, lots of more healthy eating. Ricotta versus cream cheese, a lot of spinach and ricotta, fresh vegetable soup, beautiful tomato salad. And then what I saw last night, which was really gorgeous, is beautiful little flower-shaped challahs. You know, I follow somebody called Challah Prince on Instagram, and he makes the most beautiful little roses, rolled up challahs, cut them up like roses, and that's beautiful. Because I think you're supposed to have flowers also on Shavuot.
Right. Well, it was the harvest. That's the whole story of Ruth, being this, the time of harvest. So people have, you know, the trend is much more, maybe more moderate than in a way in what you're saying, because it's vegetables, it's pastas. It doesn't need to be all of that heavy milk cream stuff that we think of. The cheese blintzes.
Definitely.
Oh, cheese blintzes are still in, because to me they're very 1990s.
Cheese blintzes. I don't know as much. I mean, my children actually don't eat it.
Right.
You know, I've stopped buying them or making them because I just feel that I'm the one that sits and eats them. So I just find that people prefer fresh salad and beautiful ricotta cheese and lovely spinach and feta pasta. And yeah, so that's what I make.
Right. And how difficult is it in South Africa in terms of kashrut to get all of the different types of cheese products?
It is difficult, Howard. I'm actually lucky. I've got my children in Israel. So they kind of send me cheese on a regular basis. Although I did see beautiful, beautiful parmesan yesterday, cheese sconto. It's a beautiful kind of round disc, which I've never seen before.
Right.
And I'm thinking of making a cacio e pepe pasta, which, you know, just kind of grating the parmesan, mixing it in with warm pasta, and I think it'll be absolutely delicious.
Yeah. Do we get kosher truffles that we can eat here?
Actually not sure. I mean, if you think about it, a truffle is a truffle.
Why shouldn't it be kosher? Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, if I ask the truffle suppliers in Joburg, they'll say, but it's kosher, but there's actually no hirshanus. I'm not sure. Maybe someone can fill us in.
Right. And then, of course, you would maybe pair that with a white wine, and that could be an amazing meal. What's the whole trend around desserts? Are we still doing tiramisus? Are we doing people focusing on cheesecakes or cheesecakes plain? Are they with toppings? What does it look like?
I think it's variable. I've done a beautiful crunchy cheesecake in the newest Jewish report, mm-hmm. which is very yum because they are now kosher crunchies at Woolworths. Just like the old orange and chocolate coated ones. So I had to do something with that.
Right, of course.
I've also made a banoffee pie, which is delicious, with salted caramel. And yeah. But I think people are steering away from that towards the more healthier option.
Right. And that is where we leave it. Absolutely amazing. Let us know what you're making this Shavuot and what you're eating. 34519 or 061-895-1019. That's Lauren Bulkin. She's a food author talking to us about the trends this year on Shavuot. And we'd love to hear yours.